This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Unless Congress acts in the next week, the government will face a shutdown on November 18th. While House Republicans have floated a couple of options, House Democrats are pushing for a temporary funding measure at current spending levels. Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Brittany Patterson.
But it gives us some time to try to work together, try to find some common middle ground here.
House leaders have talked of a stopgap funding measure that goes into next year. Ice skating returns to Acacia Park in Colorado Springs today. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
The downtown outdoor rink sees about 22,000 skaters from mid-November until the end of January. Events planned this year include skating with the Air Force Falcons hockey team, as well as an ugly sweater day. The rink opens a week before a grand opening celebration that includes a tree lighting ceremony. That's planned for next Friday. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Skate in the Park is presented in part by Downtown Partnership, which is a financial supporter of KRCC but has no editorial influence. Meanwhile, Colorado ski season is ramping up. CPR's Stina Seek reports some resorts are opening today.
Breckenridge, Vail, and Loveland all open their slopes for the season Friday. Saturday sees Wolf Creek in southwestern Colorado open for this weekend. They'll start daily skiing next weekend. On Monday, Copper Mountain set to open, and by Thanksgiving weekend, ski lifts will be spinning at the majority of Colorado ski resorts. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.